this day, most maps are labeled manually.
Uh-huh.
Now, and in some cases, literally manually, where the aggregate, but we've had some big projects here at Rutgers in the last few years. One was with the Agriculture Department, and that was very successful. We delivered software to them, and they are using it. But they came to me and they said, we make these soil survey maps.
Mm-hmm.
And these are maps about the size of this table, square. And they show for every area in the U.S., if you are a developer, before you bought a tract of 100 acres or so, before you buy it, certainly mm-hmm. before you start building on it, you better find out what kind of soil it is. They literally label it by hand. That is, they find out what all the names are, the labels that you put on it,
mm-hmm.
send it to a printer who prints it on a sheet of clear plastic with adhesive backing, and then there's a fellow who sort of peels one off and pastes it in, and then he takes the next one and pastes it in.
Mm-hmm.
There could be 2,500 labels on a map.
Mm-hmm.
Very tedious. We have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Not make some mistakes. They said, can be automated. And
yeah.
they also said, we've given contracts to big companies. They've tried. Everybody's failed. We've heard you've been active in this. Will you give it a try?
Mm-hmm.
We did. It took us some time. We even got 2 patents. We came up with eventually
mm-hmm.
got it to work. It's been delivered, and it's in use. So
mm-hmm.
that was success story. The Census Bureau then came to us and said, we're gearing up for the 2000 census. We have to make 1.5 million different maps for that. Can you help us label them? And we have been very successful in that as well. The census maps will be labeled with our software.